Welcome. You are listening to Terrible Writer Talks, brought to you by FDP Reads. And this is episode 3. And guess what? We're talking about finish failure. Finish failure. All about false starts. And if you haven't heard episodes 1 and 2, you can find them on the Buy Me a Coffee website, where FDP Reads has a page. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/FDP Reads. Please do leave us a comment. I think you can do that. Leave us a comment. I guess you have to actually have an account with Buy Me a Coffee in order to do that. But if you're able to, we'd love for you to leave us a comment and just let us know that you're listening. Last time we talked about time trash, and I'm warning in advance that all of the episode titles are going to have an element of negativity, because after all, you know, we're talking about terrible writers. But it should be an element of negativity that's in good fun. That's the goal. So we talked about time trash, and that was all dealing with the kinds of anxiety that writers may feel that lead to avoiding the actual behavior, the actual action of writing, which is really necessary for a writer to do in order to call yourself a writer. Who all can really call themselves a writer? I'm not sure. And then in the first episode, I confess that I myself am a terrible writer. So I want to be clear about the fact that I am speaking from the perspective of a terrible writer. I am not speaking from the perspective of great writer talking to people who are terrible writers. Quite the contrary, because it may indeed be the fact that I'm speaking as a terrible writer to people who are great writers, and maybe you're just listening to, you know, poo-poo on me or whatever, but everybody is welcome. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. And if you cannot leave a message on our Buy Me a Coffee page, you can always send us email by just sending a message to fdpreads@mail.com. I think I'm saying that right. And you can also send us a text message, but I probably am not going to give the right phone number, so I'm going to keep going. We're talking about finish failure, failure to finish, false starts. And anybody who's a terrible writer, has ever been a terrible writer, or knows terrible writers, you know very well that terrible writers don't finish. They do not finish. They start, I mean, a really good terrible writer may start like hundreds of stories and never finish one. Raise your hand. Nobody's going to see you, I don't think. Raise your hand if you've done that. Hopefully you don't have hundreds. And it's scary. It's scary because there is something that is preventing writers from finishing. And I would say that even for those writers who mostly finish, but there's still some things that they don't finish. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's a problem. You need to like go and see, you need to get counseling for it. But even that, you know, there's a question even there. Why not? Any situation where anything has gone on except that the person says, I'm not going to continue this story. Because that's fine. That's fair. I mean, that happens. You start a story, maybe you just think, you know, I just don't really, you know, I was going somewhere with this, but I don't think I want to do this anymore. I'm just going to start over fresh. So that thing that you started is dead. That's different. That's completely different in my view. Others may disagree, And I welcome disagreement. Always email me if you have a disagreement. I'd like to hear it. That's different from a person who has every intention to finish and just doesn't. And there may be a few different reasons. They probably all boil down to basically the same thing, maybe. But there may be a few different reasons why this happens. Maybe I'm really enthusiastic about something and the enthusiasm wanes. Or I have this really strong concept and it just it kind of like it faded. Well, I'm going to talk about that a little bit more momentarily, but in order for something to fade or to wane, that involves a time element, doesn't it? There's a time element that has come into play. And I'm going to talk about that more in a second. I have three very simple suggestions. And of course, a suggestion can seem really simple. Like when I was writing it down, it was very short. So in that sense, it was simple. But to say a thing and to do a thing, as the saying goes, easier said than done. So I do have three simple to discuss suggestions for what to do about failing to finish. But before I get into that, I just want to think about what happens to those stories that are started and not finished. What happens to the person writing that story? Because it seems like a lot of loose ends, doesn't it? And does having a lot of loose ends create anxiety and or maybe not anxiety, but just a sense of what would the proper word be? I'm not really sure. Unfinished business. Does it just create a lot of unfinished business? You know, does that add up over time? I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if people have thought about these things and talked about these things and who knows, maybe even researched these things. It makes me wonder how is the individual affected by these stories that are never finished? In some cases, maybe in a lot of cases, they're just forgotten. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to go through my three suggestions for what terrible writers can do to maybe help themselves to finish in those cases where we may struggle with finishing. And I just want to remind you that you are listening to Terrible Writer Talks, brought to you by FDP Reads, and we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Terrible Writer Talks, brought to you by FDP Reads, available in entirety only on our page on Buy Me a Coffee at buymeacoffee.com/FDP Reads. We hope that you will consider supporting FDP Reads, and you can do that without paying a dime. If buying us time or coffee or even a vowel is not an option, you can let others know about Terrible Writer Talks and FDP Reads. Send them to our update page, FDP News at REN, as in read engrossing novels, TRY, as in try, .co/FDP News. And you already know where to find us at buymeacoffee.com. Thank you again for listening. Happy reading and happy writing. Welcome back. You are listening to Terrible Writer Talks, brought to you by FDP Reads. And we're talking about failure to finish, finish failure, false starts. We're talking about the challenge that writers, maybe not only terrible writers, maybe people who are wonderful writers have this challenge too, but not to the extent that terrible writers do, I would argue. Terrible writers don't finish. They start. They may have a great start to stories, but they don't finish. So I want to get into my thoughts about some things that we can do to help ourselves to finish. And I've already mentioned that these sound very simple. They may not be as simple to actually implement, but I think that they are things that we can do. They're not things that are just outside of our ability to do. The first suggestion is perhaps write shorter stories. Just write shorter stories. If I try to write a novel, let's say an 80,000 word novel, and I'm pretty much always getting to the 40,000 word mark, the 20,000 word mark, you know, perhaps I get a few chapters in, you know, perhaps I get through the chapters where I establish everything really well, and then things just start dropping off after that. Maybe, just maybe, it would help to write novellas. Maybe try writing a novella instead of a novel. Now, it stands to reason, and it's worth pointing out, that the issue may not be for some people, because I'm suggesting that there are some people who may get to the same point in the story and things fall off. So for people who are in that situation, it could be that it's not so much the length. It has more to do with, you know, maybe you're very comfortable writing those beginning scenes, but then things get murkier after that. Maybe that has something to do with it. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter what the length is. You could say, okay, I'm just going to write a 25,000 word story. And you might experience the same thing, because it's not so much the length for those people. It's more that, you know, I start to lose my grip on the story after a certain point. Or I feel less in control. I mean, and these are not things that people are actively thinking. Of course, you're not thinking that. It's just you may just hit a point. And again, going back to the last episode, we were talking about anxiety and avoidance. You start to feel anxious. You start to feel some negative feelings. You start to feel like, I don't really know what to do now. So you just move on to another story. You know, it would be worth considering. I would argue, you know, the writers that be may come down on me for this, but it's, you know, I would look at, this is just between me and you, I would consider whether there's enough with those beginnings that you've written to actually have a story. I mean, in other words, maybe the part that you feel very comfortable in writing is the story. Maybe that is the story. Maybe some people are feeling anxious about going further with the story because you've already told the story. It's a possibility. I don't know. It might be worth looking at. Maybe that part that you're very comfortable with doing is the story. I mean, just consider that. That's a possibility. But one thing I know, I don't want to encourage people to only do what they're comfortable with, because we've discussed, I think, in the past couple of episodes, that one of the benefits of admitting that you're a terrible writer is that you can get past that. Okay, I've admitted that I'm a terrible writer. Now what? Start working on improving. So if you're only focusing on what you're comfortable with and what you're good at, and you don't try to extend past that, that's probably not going to be good for your growth as a writer. But at the same time, I'm just suggesting that perhaps, and here's the reason why, I'm suggesting that perhaps that that early part of the story composes more of the story than you think it does. And I'm saying that because sometimes we just, okay, and here's another poll. Here's another extremely informal poll. Raise your hand if sometimes you just want to write a novel so that you can say that you wrote a novel. I mean, does that happen sometimes? You know, maybe you're really a short story writer, but people seem to value novels more than they value short stories. That's just my experience. And so, I've got to write novels then. Well, maybe you're trying to stretch a story into more than it needs to be. Maybe you're trying to write longer when you really are a shorter writer. So the first suggestion is consider just writing shorter. Consider writing shorter stories. Maybe that will help you to be better equipped to finish. The second suggestion is, you're going to like this, write faster. And that gets back to the point that I got into a little earlier when I was talking about losing enthusiasm, ideas fading. Maybe it's because too much time has passed. Consider writing faster. This may give some people some anxiety, and I'm sorry if it does that, but perhaps we're just writing too slowly. Some stories can be finished in a week. There are some writers I've seen that really recommend writing basically as fast as you can. Write fast. Write a novel in 1 week. Not a short novel, or maybe a short novel. Who knows? A 60,000 word novel or more. Don't really remember if 40,000 word really fits into the novel category, but just write fast. This is something that obviously requires that you have the time to do that. You've got to be able to devote hours per day to writing. Otherwise you can't, there's just no way to get in that many words in a week or, maybe 2 weeks. If you really only have maybe an hour at the most to devote per day, or maybe 2 hours at the most to devote per day, unless you are a very fast typist, and you may be, that would be a challenge, but it's not so much about writing a novel in a week or in 2 weeks, but just write fast, as in don't just let stories just sit and then think that you're going to come back to them and finish. That can really create a lot of the challenge. If you're working on the story, then work on it. But that also goes back to what we previously talked about, which is the procrastination, the avoidance. If you can get the avoidance out of the way, writing faster may not be as difficult. It may not even be anything that you have to think about. Once you get into the habit and into the process of writing regularly, then the slow writing might not even be an issue. We've heard people talk about how it took them years to write a novel. It took decades to write a novel. I'm not really sure why that would be, except that people are putting things aside and coming back to it much later. Or there's always the rewriting thing, like I wrote it and finished it 20 years ago, but I've just been rewriting it and I'm not satisfied with it. And then finally, I did this rewrite and I'm satisfied with it. That sounds terrifying to me. That whole idea is terrifying. I would consider myself, I'm not talking about anybody else, but I would consider myself a, an horrendous writer if it takes me 20 years to finish a novel or, to finish whatever. Unless I'm gonna give myself this allowance because I know this is something that could easily happen to anybody. You put something aside and maybe forget about it. And then you come back later and you're like, oh, and maybe it's been decades. Who knows? Maybe it's been a very long time and then you pick it back up and you finish it. But to continuously work on something for that long, and we're not all writing the same things, so that could have something to do with it. We're not all writing the same things. Maybe people who are working on more historical subjects or something like that. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm trying to offer as many allowances as I can, but ultimately, I can't say anything about anybody else. I can only talk about myself. Writing faster, I believe, is one of the most important things that a terrible writer can do to help themselves to finish what they write. And the most helpful way for me, I think, would be to establish regular writing sessions that are going to allow me to make progress toward finishing, as opposed to very sporadic type of writing. Can't really be surprised that we're not finishing anything if that's what we're doing. But if we are regular about what we're doing and we're writing a little bit every day and we're working or every day or, multiple times a week or whatever the schedule is, just as long as it's regular, and it's not just like once in a blue moon, we ought to be able to write faster. We ought to be able to finish more. Or at least that's the suggestion. So, talked about writing shorter things that maybe for some of us, we just don't need to focus our energy on trying to write novels and huge tomes. We need to focus on writing shorter fiction so that we can produce more. And in other cases, it's a matter of just writing faster. Leave less idle time between our writing periods, and perhaps we'll make more progress toward finishing. And then lastly, I think this suggestion might be easier for some people, might not work for some people at all. But the last suggestion ties into at least the write faster suggestion. And I like this one. I think this is one that I want to try. Write leaner. Write leaner. That means for those of us who just want to like fill this story with everything in the world, you're throwing everything into the story. Maybe try leaving some of that out. Maybe try writing leaner. Here's the idea. Write the bare bones story. And I've heard people suggest this, and I don't want to go to the place that I've heard people go before, which is it was another write fast suggestion, which is like it's like you're just putting down the basic concepts of the story. And the impression that I got from what I've heard people say before sounded more like you're not really writing the story at all. It sounds like it's more of a fleshed out outline. That immediately makes my skin crawl. I don't know why. I don't know why. I mentioned something about counseling earlier. I have no idea why, but I really, really don't like that idea. And so I'm not talking about that. But that could work for some people. That could really be a good thing for some people. What I'm suggesting is more of, write the major things that go on, the things that really ultimately compose the story. And that may allow for not only a shorter story, it's just naturally shorter. And it may also allow for a faster story because think about it like this. I think about those things as being the things that really stand out in our minds when we have the story idea. Well, I can't speak for everybody, but you know, maybe there are certain scenes that you know, like at the time you have the idea, at the time you're thinking about the idea, there are certain things that you know are going to happen in the story. Those are those major scenes. And you write those, okay? And so at the end, you've got, and I said bare bones, but really, I don't really mean bare bones. For me, bare bones for other people may be great, may work well. I think for me, I think of maybe more of the bones and, you know, the, I'm going to need basically everything but the outer layer. I'm going to need pretty much the whole body. Yeah. But we can work on, as for me, I can think about adding the skin, adding the hair, you know, I can think about some of those things later. But me personally, I want to have pretty much, I need all the, or not just the bones, I need all the organs. I need pretty much the whole story. But I can flesh things out more later if they need it. And that's another thing. It may not need more fleshing out. For people who tend to be wordy and tend to like really add more than they need, it may not even be necessary. We may be accustomed to reading that kind of material, and so we think we need to write that kind of material. Maybe we don't. Maybe we don't. So the benefit of writing leaner, however you do it, because your version of writing leaner may not be another person's version of writing leaner, but however you approach writing leaner, the benefit of it is you can add things in later. You know, if you're reading over it and you think, now this needs something right here, that's a lot easier than never finishing the story. This at least gives you a finished story that needs some work versus an unfinished story that I can't even work on because there's nothing to work on. So the suggestions are write shorter, write faster, write leaner. And you see, those things sound simple, but they may not actually be simple. And so those may be things that people need to try and to tweak and to, you know, to work out for themselves. And I'm sure it would be different for most people, but maybe these are some suggestions that will be helpful for you. And I think that there are some things there that could really be helpful for me in growing out of this terrible writer situation that I'm in. So that's all for this time when we've been talking about finish failure, false starts, and the fact that terrible writers don't finish. This is Terrible Writer Talks, brought to you by FDP Reads. And we hope that the terrible writers and even the people who aren't terrible writers, but, you know, don't mind listening to the piddly little problems that terrible writers have, will be with us the next time when we talk about, I think we're going to talk about concepts and ideas. So happy reading and happy writing.